I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons, I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. That was a popular stanza excerpted from My Country, one of the best-known works of poetry in Australia by Dorothea McKellar, which perfectly captures the natural beauty and the heart and spirit of Australia. Awe-inspiring, surreal, breathtaking, these are words that are used to describe the Australian land and its coastline. The Great Barrier Reef, located in the Coral Sea off the northeast coastline, is the largest natural feature on Earth, stretching more than 2,300 kilometres. The Australian outback, with its spectacular scenery and primal mythology, has long been revered as one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Heading further inland to Australia's red centre, Ayers Rock or Uluru, a giant sandstone monolith, is a spectacular sight which changes colour according to the position of the sun. The massive rock domes date back 500 million years and are rich in indigenous artwork and lore. Have you ever heard a kookaburra laugh? This is just one of the fascinating animals unique to Australia. And then there is the kangaroo, perhaps the most famous Australian animal. This loving marsupial adorns the Australian coat of arms because it never takes a backward step, always moves forward. And if you ever visit Australia, don't miss the opportunity to snuggle up with a cuddly koala. It will take you straight to heaven. Australians have a warm, light-hearted and generous nature. Anywhere you go, you will be greeted with a friendly, "G'day, mate." It's comforting to know that you have 20 million friends who will always be there if needed. When the bushfires broke out and continued to burn for 49 days in Victoria, Australia, in late 2006 and early 2007, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her concerns and sent help to the victims. Our association members in Sydney and Melbourne quickly contributed financially to the Country Fire Authority and local fire station to help out with the firefighting efforts. To this day, our association members continue to be active members in the community and help out with the promotion of a healthy lifestyle through the vegetarian diet at different events throughout the year. And now, please join us on Words of Wisdom today for an insightful lecture entitled "You Are the Supreme Master," delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Brisbane, Australia, on March 20, 1993.
Master Ching Hai, to what degree does enlightenment come from self-effort and to what extent from the grace of God or the Master?
Actually, it comes from both. For example, we say, well, we have to make an effort to purify our body, speech and mind through leaning more toward righteous conduct and through having a more modest lifestyle. Taking a vegetarian diet, minimize the bloodshed on earth, and sitting in quietness to remember God.
Thank you.
to this extent, we say, we do it with our effort. But these are only still on the physical and moral level. And even sometimes, without doing that, consciously, the grace of God still descends on us and give us enlightenment. So for example, during the time of initiation, you have not prepared yourself for vegetarian diet, but you promised to, and that's enough for me. And then you still get enlightenment all the same, without any precondition or prerequisite preparation. That is the grace of God. And after that, to keep the enlightenment, to purify yourself and to progress more rapidly on the path, you keep on with the virtuous living and the vegetarian diet in order to minimize the side effect and to polish more our loving nature inside, include all beings. Then we continue to get greater and greater wisdom, greater enlightenment. So both are really necessary. But we do it without effort, not because you sit there or you eat vegetarian that you become Buddha. It's not true. Just because of our sincerity, and we show it through our sacrifice, the flesh for the spirit, in some minimum ways. It's like forsaking the palatable taste and doing some good work and things like that, or reserve a few hours every day to sit in communion with God. Otherwise, it's not the main ingredient for enlightenment. Enlightenment must be grace from God. And that we receive through sincere longing at the time of initiation and continue through our life.
How does the average person recognize an illuminate or, I believe, enlightened person?
If you have your spiritual eyes open, then you will see an illuminated person is illuminated all over him and around him and everywhere he resides. Grace flows from him. Light pours forth from him. But if we have not that wisdom eye open some degree, we can't see it. Therefore, many disciples saw Jesus with halos around him. If you want to recognize a spiritual enlightened person, you have to be yourself somewhat enlightened. Otherwise, we can recognize that person through his speech, actions, or maybe through our intuitive feeling, or through prayer. We can pray to God, let me know whether this person is enough enlightened to guide me, please. I just want the ultimate enlightenment. Pray deeply to God and see how He guides you. If the feeling is drawn more toward that person, then you know it's correct. That person is alright. If you're still more drawn toward the Word or other Master, then follow it. But have to be sincere to get deep into your own wisdom, to get the intuitive response. If you haven't got the heavenly eye open to see. Because the light from the spiritual person is not material light. And it hurts your fleshly eyes if you are not highly developed enough to see it. Otherwise, Christ would have saved the whole world, at least the people of his time. Buddha would have rescued all India, at least. But we are blind. We can't see that clearly. Therefore, the Bible says, seeing you see, but you do not perceive. Hearing you hear, but you do not understand. That's why we are in trouble. So we have to open our wisdom eye and see. And we can help you to do that.
Do you recognize different levels of illumination, and if so, what are the tests or signs?
Yes, there are definitely different levels of enlightenment. In our method, we can show you how to verify it yourself at home. There are certain qualities of light or sound represent a certain level of consciousness. And if you go through that, you know which light belongs to which level. For example, in the astral world, which is very near to our earthly consciousness, and the light is dimmer, just like the sunlight, maybe, yes. But in the other higher level, the light is brighter, sometimes like thousands, millions of suns. That you can recognize. Very easy, very easy. But with practice. And you have to go through it to know. We'll tell you later at the initiation if you wish to know in detail.
What should a non-compassionate person who recognizes his state that he is not compassionate, what shall such a person do with himself? Fake compassion or gain it in stages?
I would recommend the second. But if we don't have it, then at least we start from learning. I wouldn't say fake compassion, but learning compassion. Just like a student who has not been able to speak English, but he may repeat it from the teacher, even though he doesn't know the whole vocabulary in English literature, but at least he learned a few phrases and memorized a few pages each day until he complete his course. Each one has to learn. There's no one is a fake or anything. It's just he hasn't learned. No one has taught him, and he has not practiced the art of compassion. Try to do it in a small way and gradually increase until you're completely being compassionate without knowing, self-consciously being compassionate. Yes.
Master Ching Hai, if God is all-knowing, all-loving, and all-powerful, why does he not communicate with us despite our lack of effort and ignorance and enlighten us with his power?
He does. We didn't want to. We're too busy. We're too busy talking, too busy working, too busy scolding the children and scolding ourselves, the neighbor and all that. And even when we go to the church, we're too busy singing and dictating God what to do. Oh, please, God, my house is disorder, my wife run away, my children is not brave and all that, and this, please take them and do this and that. We're too busy and we don't be quiet to listen to what God says. We ask, but we don't wait for the answer. So, I tell you how to hear God's answer, if you have the time. Just communicate with us. But God give us the free will to choose to listen to him or not to listen. That's the trouble, see? So we have to be clever and choose the way.
Master Ching Hai, are we one or are we individuals?
What do you think? If we are one, I wouldn't be speaking to you. If we are individuals, then we deny that I and my father are one. So what to do? What to say? What do you think? We are one when we know we are one, when we truly realize inside, when we sit in meditation and lost ourselves in oneness of all things, then we can say we are one. But when we descend back into the duality of this earthly life, then we are individuals. We have to play the game of life until we completely finish with our duties, and then we go back to the kingdom of God and become one again, forever. But we don't lose our individualities. Yeah? Therefore, Jesus is still alive. I mean, Christ is still teaching somewhere else. Yes. After he finished his job here, he got assigned somewhere else. None of us would die anyhow, just different direction.
Is there life after death?
Sure there is, huh? Even without asking me, you have seen report on television, newspapers, and a lot of medical and scientific research, which is written in many books, and is much more so available in English versions. I'm sure you know better about this.
Master Ching Hai, what are your views on evolution?
Well, it's a necessary process, just like we have to learn in the class. Yeah, after finishing kindergarten, we go to primary school. And then after primary school, we go to high school, should we desire to, or compulsory, should we compose to do so. Or if we want to reach a higher degree of knowledge, then we go to the college. And after that, even continue to learn through practice and experiences in our job, in our field. Similarly, in our creation, we could stay here as human beings, or we could arise ourselves into the level of heavenly beings. Or we rise ourselves to Christ-like status. That's why Jesus said, what I do, you can do also. And Buddha also say, I have become Buddha, and you will also become Buddha.
Are there any problems for people with health problems to get initiation and practice your Kuan Yin method?
No problem. Anyone, no problem. Maybe the problem with the diet. After initiation, we cook vegetarian. And instead of throwing a few beef steak inside, we throw a few tofu, or vegetarian ham, vegetarian protein. So if that makes any problem with you about the replacement, then it might be called problems. Otherwise, I do not see any problem, anyone at all.
Can you explain what faith is? Doesn't that bring us back to love? Isn't it love that all there is?
Yeah, you're right. How can I describe things that is so abstract? If you love another girl or another boy, how can you describe this love? Can you?
Dear Master, I've been a vegetarian for more than 5 months. However, my occupation needs me to be in contact with meat regularly. I'm making pies in a bakery.
Means meat pies and things like that?
Yes, okay. That's right. May I still have initiation?
Sure. But I think that you have a little conscience problem, so you may find a better job in the future, slowly. Yeah. When you find a better job for you, then you quit this present job.
Master Xinghai, have you seen God?
Yeah, I have seen God anytime, just like I see you. All of my disciples sees God to some degrees. Jesus, Buddhas, Indian saints, or the different saints, and talk to them, learn from them. They are representative of God. And we can know God also directly.
To resolve past experiences, do we have to relive them to enable us to progress in this life?
You see, there's God power inside can erase everything, but we cannot. Because it's registered deeply inside our subconscious. Only we use God's grace can we erase anything. Otherwise, we just imagine things and understand at the intellectual level. So enlightenment is the answer for that.
Master Xinghai, you say that enlightenment comes from within us and that it comes from God, and God is within us. Does that mean that we are God, or is God only what we believe him or her to be?
That's a very good question. See, in the Bible it is said that God made man in his own image. And then also it says that God dwells within us. Truly, we are God. The body is not we, it's only the house. That house God. And if we identify ourselves with the body, then of course we are not God. But if we know the dwellers of the house, the owner of the house, then that is God. And we are that. But it takes a long time to know if we follow the complicated way of life. It takes a very short while to know if we follow the way of God.
You say, I invite you sincerely. So what do I need to do now?
Just tell the information people that you want to come later. Put your name down and we'll call you. We call you to come in. That's
yes.
All. And replace the beef steak with tofu or vegetarian protein later. That's it. That's the only condition, nothing else. And meditate as instructed every day. Find time for it. I know most of you say, we don't have time. We don't have time. But would you like to spend all your times like that, not knowing who you are and where you go after death, contented to let the world making a slave out of you, using up all your times and energy for trivial matters, even though you had enough money? The world urges you to make more. Even you have a higher position, the world is urges you to have a higher position, etc. Even though you have a lot of times, they will ask you to go and do this and that, wasting a lot of time. You have to make time. You have to have a courage to be your own master, and you choose what you want to do. Would you like to live this courageous life? or you prefer to just swallow in this sorrowful state or aimless life and let every situation control you. So you make choice.
As I understand it, when practicing meditation, people must practice in a very calm place. In this noisy industrial country, is there any serious effect when people practice meditation in such a noisy environment?
We, the fellow practitioners, meditate on the train, on the buses on the way to work, on the buses on the way home, and meditate in the park, in the lunch break hours. I meditated on airplane with all the hostess and stewardess running around with meat dishes and ice cream and all that. No problem. I tell you, I have all the experiences on airplane while traveling or buses or wherever. In the busy supermarket even. It doesn't affect you at all. You'll be surprised. When you're truly sincere, God is everywhere, always with you, and never leave you. He protect you from all situations, and you'll be always inside. Even though you work outside, you're always inward. And it's a very incredible state of mind that is can hardly be expressed by human language. I can only invite you to understand, to join in and enjoy. If I make a very beautiful apple pie and keep describing it to you through the telephone, will it do you any good? No, huh? I can make apple pie. I can make beautiful apple pie. I learned it in England.
Master Shinghai, life after death. Is there a reason why we can't remember living before and remember past lives?
We have to learn to be enlightened. If we do not fulfill our purpose as a human being, that is to bless this earth, to make the living beings in this earth evolve into a higher consciousness, then we have to come back again and relearn these lessons. Until we completely fulfill this purpose. That means we have to get in touch with our inherent power within and use it to bless the world. Then we have to relearn again and come back again.
Master, can you describe the stages from our first enlightenment to final enlightenment?
I can describe it. I describe better at the time of initiation because you will experience it yourself. I can say a little bit, like a framework. But it depends on the individuals. For example, someone at the time of initiation is in the first level, the astral level. But some other people are already on the third or the fourth level. Therefore, the time to reach final realization is different between each person. So you start from the astral level, which is above our earth level, and then go to the intellectual level, and pass through the creative power level, and then pass through the great dark tunnel, and then go through to the kingdom of God. It's approximately like that. Yeah. There might be fifth level until you reach the complete knowledge of the truth. It depends on where you started at the time of initiation. You will reach it faster or slower.
Master, please tell us about the ideal daily routine.
Try to do what you would like other people do to you. Try to avoid what you think you yourself would not like other people do to you. That's the best. Otherwise, enlightening is the best. Then you will know intuitively what's right, what's wrong. And no need any teacher pinpoint at you and say, thou shalt do this and thou shalt not do that. It will be better to be your own master. And therefore, we show you the way to know yourself.
Master Qinghai, please explain reincarnation or coming back to continue learning if you fail to reach enlightenment in this life.
Reincarnation is the leftover of the unfulfilled desire, be it spiritually or materially. Suppose if we have not been enlightened enough to pull ourselves together back to where we belong, then we'll still be controlled by our material our desires, our unfulfilled promises. And we love someone and that one doesn't love us, married someone else, for example. And we keep this unfulfilled sentiment in our heart and vow to come back again, subconsciously or consciously, next time, and try all the way through life to reach that unfulfilled promise. That's why we reincarnate. The saintly people reincarnate also, but at their own will. They want to come, they come. If they don't want to come, they remain in the kingdom of God. But we are born through the force of our own desires. And that is the difference. So after the initiation, we will be in a less and less desirous state of mind. We just feel very detached from this world. Even though we still love our families, we still do our work, we know at the same time a state of heavenly beings. We see the better part and the lower part cannot attract us anymore. Therefore, we are free from desires at the time of our death, so-called death, for we are free of everything. And then anything is light and free, we flow upward, just like air balloon, all the air inside, you fly upward. Yes. So the reincarnation theory does exist, but because we are not enlightened, that's all. Otherwise, there is no such things as reincarnation. But there is to the ignorant state of mind, because we cling to things.
Master Xinghai, when I get enlightenment, how can I keep it forever? Can it be lost?
You can keep it, but we have to polish it by purifying our actions, our speech, and our mind. If we are initiated by an enlightened master, we will be taken care of. Even if we fail sometimes, if we sincerely repent and pray to the inner master, we will be also taken up. But in life, we will experience suffering, and the enlightenment seems to be lost somehow. Or it comes now and again only. Not a continuous process of bliss and self-assurance, self-realization. For those who keep the precepts, keep the vegetarian diet, and practice sincerely every day, they keep it forever. They keep it in their daily life as well as the time of death, and also in heaven. They continue to polish until they can become master.
Master Xinghai, please explain heaven.
Heaven, there are two stages. One on earth and one is in heaven. Heaven on earth is when we are enlightened and satisfied and feel loving in whatever circumstances. And heaven in heaven is when we left this earth and then we reside permanently over there in a very blissful planet. We have no sorrow, no anxieties, and no desire for anything because everything is there without asking. Thank you for your love and your supporting atmosphere. I enjoy very much being with you and enjoy your blessing very much. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on today's Words of Wisdom. Join us tomorrow for By Understanding the Law of Karma, One Can Distinguish Between Good and Bad. Journey Through Ascetic Realms is coming up next on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May you and your loved ones be immersed in Heaven's loving grace.